At 6:06, we have a few clouds about this morning in Tulsa and 70 degrees on our way to 81 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Tulsa voters approve a $38 million school bond issue. Tulsa School Superintendent Dr. Keith Ballard says the bonds will address technology concerns in the district.
A great start to really taking care of infrastructure needs, taking care of obsolete equipment, taking a huge step toward equalizing the access to technology from our kids.
The measure passed with over 67% of the vote. The voter turnout was low. Less than 14,000 people cast a ballot yesterday. Now, Glenpool patrons also approved a school bond issue in that district as well yesterday. Well, two people are dead this morning on Grand Lake after a boat slams into a houseboat docked at the Arrowhead Yacht Club. Two other people were hospitalized at Veneta, the Grand River Dam Authority Police handling that investigation this morning. Well, last week we reported how the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers was going to delay opening some campgrounds in the area. Well, word comes this morning that those facilities will be closed for the remainder of the year. Corps spokesman Ross Adkins says it's all a matter of money, and the navigational channel must come first.
So we're unable to have enough money to operate that and also to operate the campgrounds within the system.
Although fees are collected at many of the campgrounds, it is not enough to keep those facilities open. Well, while you were asleep, clerks were busy increasing the price of gasoline. Now, the price at most Tulsa area service stations increased 15 cents per gallon overnight to $3.64. The case of a troubled Tulsa dentist is discussed by the State Board of Health.
The Oklahoma State Board of Health takes no action after convening an executive session on the investigation of a Tulsa oral surgeon's clinics. The board cleared the meeting room yesterday to discuss the investigation of Dr. W. Scott Harrington. The closed meeting lasted about 45 minutes. Oklahoma Health Commissioner Terry Klein says the investigation of Harrington's running smoothly and starting to wind down, but he says officials are still trying to contact all of Harrington's past patients who've been warned that they may have been exposed to bloodborne diseases. Neither Harrington nor his attorney was in attendance at the Oklahoma City meeting. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
With all major items agreed upon, the state may end the legislative session early this year. Senate President Pro Tem Brian Bingaman of Sepulpa says next week is looking like a reality.
The 24th, I think, is very reasonable to expect.
Under the law, the session must end by the last day of May. Adjournment on the 24th would be one full week early. A construction worker is hurt on the Turner Turnpike. He was struck in a work zone just to the west of Stroud. Highway Patrol Captain George Brown says it's the time of year when there is a lot of road construction, and he says drivers must be extra cautious.
You know, we often wonder when we respond to the scene of an injury crash, what was so important in the lives of these drivers that they were willing to risk everyone else for a few seconds. So the smart thing to do is know that the zones are there, slow down, allow for a few extra seconds or minutes, and let's get through this thing safely.
The turnpike was shut down for a time yesterday while a helicopter landed to transport the man to a nearby hospital. Our weather forecast, partly sunny. There is a 40% chance of thunderstorms today at a high of 81. Tonight, thunderstorms and a few could be strong, down to 66 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, rain chances drop to 30%. We'll have a high of 79. On Friday, a mixture of sun and clouds and a high of 83. National Weather Service radar this morning is showing us no precipitation. Now, at 6:10, we have a few clouds and 70 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.